USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. South Korea's presidential office has strongly condemned Pyongyang for escalating tensions after reports are North Korea fired two ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the two medium-range missiles flew about 300 miles and landed in the East Sea. Despite international bans and sanctions, North Korea has conducted an unprecedented number of missile tests this year, including one capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. It's a state of emergency in El Paso, Texas, due to the border crossings overwhelming law enforcement. Mayor Oscar Leeser says he could no longer keep residents safe without declaring the state of emergency.
Our asylum seekers are not safe, as we have hundreds and hundreds on the streets.
The state of emergency allows the mayor more resources. Hundreds of migrants are sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures. Thousands are apprehended every day. Those numbers are expected to go up after a U.S. judge ordered COVID-era border restrictions, known as Title 42, to end by this Wednesday. President Biden plans to address the American people this week before the Christmas holiday and the New Year, touting major accomplishments since taking office, according to White House officials. They say the president is expected to emphasize unity and the bipartisan nature of key legislation he signed and express hope for more cooperation between the two parties in the next Congress. Republicans will control the House in January. Recovery efforts continue in Malaysia, where a landslide has killed at least 24. Rescuers uncovered the bodies of a woman and two children who were buried in mud and debris on Saturday. At least 9 people are still missing. More than 90 people at a campsite were inundated by the debris, most of them families enjoying a short vacation from school. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
State of emergency at the border with the U.S. and Mexico in El Paso. Mayor Oscar Leeser made the declaration to bring more resources and the ability to shelter hundreds of migrants who are sleeping on the streets.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
A record number of migrants have been caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border under President Joe Biden, with agents encountering an average of more than 2,400 per day. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border. A proposal in the budget of Virginia's Republican governor is raising eyebrows amongst Democrats about a possible abortion ban.
Governor Glenn Youngkin is proposing two amendments addressing abortion in his state, establishing a 15-week gestation limit, and blocking state funds from being used for abortion services. Delegate Chanel Herring, who heads the House Democratic Caucus in the Commonwealth, tells WUSA9 that Youngkin is trying to create a new felony.
We've got some serious issues here in Virginia, and to go after women this way, it's not good.
A spokeswoman for Youngkin accuses Democrats of deliberately misleading Virginians, adding that the governor wants to look for a bipartisan consensus on a bill to protect life after 15 weeks, with exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. I'm Kenneth Burns.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.